Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of what makes you a strong Christian. The Word of God reveals the principles that we need to apply in our life that will produce spiritual strength, and we will be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We've seen that the Lord is the strength of our life. Don't look to yourself or any other. Rely totally on God's strength. You've got to seek His strength, seek His face, and He will manifest that strength in your life. As you keep His commandments and do them, you will be strong. As you keep the Word in your mouth, keep the Word in your mind, and you walk in the Spirit and crucify the flesh, that will produce strength in your life. As you keep your heart right and you realize the angels are at work for you, it will produce strength. You'll be a strong Christian. You'll know what God is doing in the realm of the Spirit. You also need to pursue your enemies and drive them out. As you pursue your enemies and drive them all out until they're underfoot, it will show forth strength. It takes strength to apply your faith. And as you apply your faith will grow stronger. And God wants you to use your faith. Also, we need to have the joy of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord continually. That is your fortified place of protection. The joy of the Lord is your strength. As you wait upon the Lord and bind yourself unto Him and maintain hope, no hopelessness, but hoping continually, expecting Him to bring forth His manifestation of His promises, that will cause strength to be in you. Also, we pray and get strength in our soul. Prayer is going to release the power of God, and it will not only release it out of you, but it will bring forth a strengthening in your soul. As you walk in the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. As you have the fear of the Lord, it produces strong confidence. As you speak in the name of the Lord, it's a strong tower. The name of the Lord is the name above every name, and it will overcome your enemies. A wise man is strong. A man of knowledge increases strength. Get the Word of God in you. Increase in knowledge and be a hearer and a doer of it, so wisdom's imparted unto you. Wisdom strengthens the wise. You need the wisdom of God in order to be successful in life. Also, quietness and confidence are going to produce strength as you are confident, trusting in the Lord, and at rest and at peace within because you've dealt with sin, you've got a heart right before Him, your eyes are upon the Lord, your eyes are off your circumstances, you're at rest and peace. That produces that inner strength. Fear not. God's with you. If you have fear, it will sap your strength. Instead, you're to wait upon the Lord and learn to not faint or weary. Instead, God will cause you to mount up with wings as eagles, and you're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and not faint because He's going to renew your strength. Fear thou not. I'm with you. God says, I'll help you. I'll strengthen you. He is your source. And also we saw that we have to wake up. You can't just wait around and think that God's going to come along and just dump strength, spiritual strength upon you. It says, awake, awake, put on strength. That's something that we do. We put on strength as we put on the beautiful garments of God, as we put on the Word of God, the armor of God, the garment of praise, put on the garments of God, doing what the Word says, and you will be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. In Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 12, the Bible says, set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon, make the watch strong, set up the watchmen, prepare the ambushes. We need to make the watch strong. This speaks of the fact that if we're going to have spiritual strength, we've got to learn to watch and pray. We've got an adversary out there, the devil. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is the tempter, and we don't want to let him have place. We've got to learn to overcome. He that overcometh is going to be strong, and you've got to make your watch strong. Do not give place to the enemy. Watch and pray. And don't let the enemy have place to steal what God has accomplished in your life. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, the Bible says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. In the measure that you know God is the measure that you are strong in the Lord. And as you are strong, you will go forth and you will do the exploits. You will do the mighty works of God. You need to know your God. Well, how are you going to get to know God? You spend time with Him. You spend time in the Word. You think about Him. You pray. You praise and worship Him. You get in the presence of God. And you listen to Him and obey Him and follow what He tells you to do. You hear His voice and you hearken diligently unto it. That's the people that are going to know their God. And what's going to happen? You are going to be strong and you're going to go forth and do the mighty works of God. In Joel chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, "The Lord shall utter His voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for He is strong that executeth His word." Here's another principle. If you are going to be strong, you're going to be one who executes or carries out His word. If you carry out His word, if you are a consistent hearer and doer of His word, then you are going to have strength in your life. God makes those have impart strength to those that carry out His word, because the word is what causes you to be strong. And with the words abiding in you, then you are strong in the Lord. In Joel 3, verse 10, the Bible says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Quit confessing weakness. Quit confessing your inability. Quit confessing the way you feel. Learn to confess who you are in Christ. Learn to confess what God is doing for you now. Learn to confess what He is accomplishing in you. And start speaking according to your spirit, not according to the way you feel. We feel weakness in our flesh, but in our spirit there is strength. There's no weakness in our spirit. Start confessing according to your spirit of who you are. Let the weak say, I am strong. That's what you should be speaking forth. Confess strength, not weakness in your life. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, the Bible says, "Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." There's another principle. We need to overcome the enemy's works in our life. The strong man's house is the activity of demonic spirits within us in the area of our soul or body. And we want to overcome what the devil has done, all of the works of Satan in our life. And we're going to spoil his goods. But what are we going to do first? We're going to bind the strong man. You must realize that God has given you authority. And if you're going to become a strong Christian, you've got to learn how to overcome the works of the enemy. You can bind the demon spirits. You can resist the devil. You can cast out those spirits from areas of your life. And you can be set free. And you can overcome. First, you bind the strong man. That means to tie him up, to restrict him by legal authority. Then you spoil his goods. And the spoiling in this context in Matthew 12 is when Jesus cast out the demon and the man was healed and set free. We're going to spoil his goods. As we cast out the demons, God will bring forth healing. He'll bring forth victory. He'll bring forth freedom from bondage and freedom from torment in your mind or in your emotions. He will liberate you from all captivity in your life. In Luke chapter 1, in verse 80, the Bible says, "The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and he was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel." He grew and waxed strong in spirit. God wants you to get strong in spirit, spiritually strong before the Lord. How's that going to happen? Because you're going to grow in the things of God. You're going to grow in faith. You're going to grow in love. You're going to grow in knowledge. You're going to grow in grace. You're going to grow in these things because you're going to hear the word and do it. As you increase in love and you do what the word says, you will be growing strong in that area. As you use your faith and apply your faith will increase and grow strong. The Bible says that we are to grow in knowledge, grow in grace, grow in all these things. And we are to grow in our strength in the Lord, growing spiritually. It's because you're going to spend time in the Word, and you're going to be a hearer and a doer of it. In fact, Luke 2:40, "The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." As you're taking hold of God's word and doing it, and you're strong spiritually, you'll be filled up with the wisdom of God. That's one of the benefits of you walking in the Spirit. God's wisdom will be imparted unto you, and God's grace, His favor, will be upon you. As you're walking in God's ways, He is favored toward you. In Luke chapter 22, verse 43, the Bible says, "There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. We need to realize that angels are available to minister not only for us, but they also will minister to us. Here's a case where the angels came and ministered strength. The angels of God will minister supernatural strength unto you, praise God. And so you can expect that God can strengthen you in a situation by the angels ministering to you. In Romans chapter 4, in verse 20, here, talking about Abraham's God kind of faith, we see he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. We need to be strong in faith. Strong in faith is because you use your faith and you apply it. And when you're strong in faith, that's because you've been speaking forth the word. You believe the word and you speak forth. Notice it says that he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Don't draw back in unbelief. Instead, rise up and go forth and be strong in faith. Give glory unto the Lord, continually praising Him and thanking Him for what He's doing. Do not let yourself ever fall into unbelief or doubt or wavering. The Bible says, he that wavers, he's like a wave tossed to and fro. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If we are wavering, we can't take hold of the promises of God. In fact, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What's God want you to do? He wants you to use your faith. Your faith has been given to you to live by. If you've learned to speak forth God's word, and you believe in your heart, and you confess with your mouth, it will produce your salvation, your healing, your deliverance, your victory in your life. God was wanting you to become strong in faith. So if you're feeling like you're weak in faith right now, get in the word. Start doing the word. Start hearing the word. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've talked about more principles today about what's going to make you strong. You need to look to the Lord as your strength. Seek His strength. Keep His commandments. Keep the word in your heart. Keep the word in your mind. Keep the joy of the Lord before you. Always wait expectantly and hope in the Lord. Pray. Walk in the ways of the word of God. And have the fear of the Lord. Continually increase in knowledge and in wisdom. Be at rest and peace and have confidence in the Lord. Do not fear or give place to the enemy. Put on that strength by putting on the garments of God. Make that watch strong. Watch and pray so you don't enter into the temptation. And as you know your God, it's producing strength. Be one who carries out the word. Confess strength, not weakness. Overcome by casting out the spirits and walk in victory in your life. Well, do these and you'll see God do great things. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.